Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us again today. This is Brother T and Reverend A, and we are back with you. Today we're going to be discussing Lesson 232 in A Course in Miracles workbook. And before we begin, let's take a moment of silence together and a good deep breath. Be in my mind, my Father, through the day. Be in my mind, my Father, when I wake, and shine on me throughout the day today. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. And let not, and let me not, forget my hourly thanksgiving, that you have remained with me and always will be here, there to hear my call to you and answer me. As evening comes, let all my thoughts be still of you and of your love. And let me sleep sure of my safety, certain of your care, and happily aware I am your son.
This is as every day should be. Today, practice the end of fear. Have faith in him who is your father. Trust all things to him. Let him reveal all things to you. And be you undismayed because you are his son. Be in my mind, my Father, through the day.
Let's take another moment together, in a moment of silence. Let's take a good deep breath. Well, as we are definitely two-thirds of the way through the workbook lesson, two-thirds of the way through the year now, for the most part, it's pretty clear that he is really working to help us to accept the truth of who we are. Do we know who we are? The ego really doesn't even want to entertain that question. Because as soon as it does, fear emerges. But this is beyond that self. This is about us beginning to claim who we are in God, God's child. And as that one, yesterday I believe you mentioned freedom, you know, and as that one, you know, we are free. I mean, we begin to claim this now. So I think it's important to begin to state the truth that we know who we are and that in that knowing, we are connecting with our higher self, the Holy Spirit, nothing more than our right mind. And in that, we are literally claiming again a knowing of who we are. And in that knowing, that truth, then we are free. And we can become to be a blessing to everyone in our life because we begin to be that self throughout the day. There's nothing to worry about anymore, really, is there? If you really believe what you're saying or what Jesus is telling you here at this point of your work and study, that you are, as God created you to be, what is there to be afraid of? You see, that's the work, that's the call, that's the admonition. Let go of that self and begin to claim the truth of who and what you are. You are as God created you to be, that you're God's perfect child. And so when we say be in my mind, it's to reunite, to be in relationship with that voice. The voice for God, capital V, voice for God is the Holy Spirit. But that voice is nothing more than you, your right mind. So be in my mind. I'm really saying be in my mind, right? In other words, let me be aware that you're already in my mind and have never not been a part of who I am. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. I am your child. I know who I am.
I'm struck by the simplicity of it, that there can be the perception that the spiritual pathway is, you know, so onerous and disciplined. And yes, certainly there's a discipline of being aware of the thought of God as being with me throughout the day, but over time it just becomes a way of life. You can be having conversation, cooking dinner, you know, folding laundry. It's just that remembrance, that awareness, and just cultivating that throughout the day. And we began, you know, with small practices in the morning and evening, and then hourly, and see we're bringing together the seamless practicing of the presence of the awareness of God, of spirit, of the thought of God, the thought of love, however, you know, that works for you, moment by moment, instant by instant. And
this is even saying in your sleep, you know, he's mentioning your dreams.
And in doing this, right, so let me sleep sure of my safety. Herein lies our safety. Here, you know, we think that we have to be aware of the world in order to be safe, and this is saying, no, be aware of love in order to be safe, certain that we are cared for, and happily aware of our identity. It's as God is for me, who can be against me? When you see me, you see the Father. You know, that divine identity is the assuredness of our safety, our certainty, our care, and that we dwell in this moment by moment. And in so doing, we release fear. You know, they say that the quality of mastery is fearlessness. And the fearless mind is the mind which is stayed on God, stayed on love.
Right.
And so therein lies our safety. I also want to mention the word faith, you know, having our faith in this, our trust in this. So having faith in all things of love. Trust in all things of love and God. And that which is mine to know is revealed to me as I need to know it.
Yes. As I'm willing to know it. Because the only reason that we're not awake is because we don't want to be. We resist it because the ego says, well, I won't be in control, right? And it's not about changing the ego at all. It's about being assumed by the higher self. In other words, as Jesus said, as you mentioned, when you see me, you see the Father. He's not saying, I am that. I'm Jesus as that. He's saying, that's my identity.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the identity that you're speaking with. In other words, he had become assumed by the Holy Spirit, by his true self, by his right mind. And another word that has come up in recent conversation is consumed. So we make an assumption about something. That's not what we're referring to. We're talking about being assumed by the higher self. In other words, it becomes what we are expressing as. It is our new, our real, our natural, our true, capital I, identity now being expressed in field and form as who we are here. So it's really the mind beginning to meld. And I love the expression you shared about the faith part, because it really takes tremendous faith, at least in my experience is that the faith in what's not visible and knowing and making a commitment to it, I should say, eventually allows it to become an experience. The experience then validates the faith. The experience validates the willingness. Experience validates the commitment to realization. And then once faith brings us to the experience of joining of mind, union and relationship with the higher self, then it becomes a known, which is beyond faith, because now it's an actual experience of self.
So beautiful. So I'm going to read the prayer again.
Okay.
And then anything else you want to add?
No, I think I'm good here.
I know you are. So be in my mind, my Father, Mother God, through the day. Be in my mind, my Father, when I wake, and shine on me throughout the day today. Let every minute be a time in which I dwell with you. And let me not forget my hourly thanksgiving that you have remained with me and always will be there to hear my call to you and answer me. As evening comes, let all my thoughts be still of you and of your love. And let me sleep sure of my safety, certain of your care, and happily aware that I am your son, your daughter, your beloved, as you created me to be.
Be in my mind, my Father, throughout this day. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray this lesson is a blessing in your life today, mighty companions. God bless.
God bless.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send my love over the sea. I send